This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Your son, he's a smart kid. I can tell. He's practical. That's the word. That's the word.
Okay, I was just, and now I'm getting it from all sides, except for Carson. Thank you, Carson.
You're welcome.
Because, you know, Carson shops at, where's the Travis what?
Travis Matthew.
Yeah, because he's a Travis Matthew man.
Listen.
What is that?
It's a clothing company, and they do like golf shoes. They do non-spike golf shoes. It's really
that are waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should look.
What
into
do you mean
it,
by
actually.
Non-spike?
They don't have spikes.
Yeah, and they look like regular.
Well,
just
that's crappy shoes.
Sneakers.
Well, I think they have like
you need grip.
I think, no, they're classy. They do have grip.
I think they're grippy. They're very grippy.
Well, yeah. Nobody sells spikes.
No, but you know they're not. Well, I have some that don't have metal spikes.
Yeah,
so
they're not
have,
plastic.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway, so he's a Travis Matthew man right over there.
Travis Matthew. I've never heard of that guy.
You got to check it out.
You got to meet this man right there. He's a Travis Matthew.
Mark Wahlberg wears their stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Really yeah good. Well, so far, you haven't convinced me. But nevertheless, okay, so anyway, let's get to your son.
Getting hazed by BJ Harris. I just want you all to know. I'm a victim. I'm like J-Lo.
No, you're not a J-Lo. You overdo it, Jamie. You're just a... Get something in your head that must be, and you just will not stop. Just push.
That is true. That is me. I agree. But I'm always right.
And on this one, you're wrong. Your son is right. And even Ralphie, he gets it, man. That kid has some common friggin' sense.
Let me explain what's happening. So my son hasn't played golf forever, right? And so I said, hey, why don't we take a lesson today, and then we'll go out and we'll hit until it goes dark, right? We'll play however many rounds we can get in until it gets dark after the lesson. And so he's like, yeah, that sounds fun. So I set up the lesson. We have a lesson today with this Nina, I think is her name. And then we're going to go out and actually play around. So then I realized, because he came home from college, that he only has college clothes. So I said, hey, you know what? Here's the thing. Why don't we go and get you some golf shoes, you know, at Travis Matthews, and get you a nice collared shirt and stuff. And he's like, Mom, it's a park and recreation course.
Yeah. A par three. Now, for those of you that don't play golf, that's not exactly a country club. Okay.
He's like, we're not playing at Cherry Hills where I have to have a right outfit. And I go, well, still you need to look decent. And he's like, it's park and rec. And then I said, you don't want shoes. He goes, I have tennis shoes. Those will be fine. And then BJ's yelling at me, he could wear cutoff jean shorts if he wanted to there.
It's a park and recreation run by the city. It's not a country club. You don't have to go out. In fact, I will tell you this.
Okay.
And I've been to the parks and recreation courses, okay? Mm-hmm. If he shows up with this Tommy Hilfiger crap on.
It's Travis Matthews.
Well, whomever. Versace, whatever it is.
Versace.
He shows up with his Versace golf shoes.
Or my son calls it Versace.
Yeah, Versace. Yeah, and his Birkin bag, golf bag, his Birkin golf bag and all this. He's going to look like such a putz out there. He's going to look like a spoiled little rich kid that does not belong. long on a city par three.
He's going to look like an only child is what
he's going to
look
pathetic. It's going to be embarrassing. He's going to want to leave.
Oh, my God.
You walk out there with your Birkin golf bag, you know. You got your country club crap on. You're not. Okay, if you were going to Castle Pines or you were going to go down to the Sanctuary or maybe even Red Rocks Country Club. Yep. I love that place, okay? Then you spruce it up a bit, okay? You got a little, I guess a little competition there. So you want to meet the standards of the club. You're going to a par three city park.
I got called from the pro shop before with my ex-husband that I had to get longer shorts that hit my knee.
But you weren't at a park.
It's at a country club, right?
Yeah. You were at a country club.
You're missing the whole point.
You're at Bear Creek at that point.
You're missing the entire point. It's a mentality. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
Whoa, are you Coach
Come
Prime?
Come on, man.
Doesn't Coach Prime say that?
He does. Yeah.
Hey, look, it's Coach Prime.
I'm just saying.
Wait, if you look good, you feel good.
If you feel good, you play good. It's a mentality.
So wait, if you look good, you play good. You feel good, you play good.
If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you play good.
I got news for you. Yeah. He never plays golf. He's not going to play good.
But he might if he looks good.
No. Well, yeah, he won't. Well, I'll put money on that.
But the thing is, he can smack the tar out of it. Look, it's like, Mom, his short game sucks.
He could go out there literally play in jean shorts and slides.
Okay, nobody plays in jean shorts.
Nobody plays in slides either.
And nobody has jean shorts.
Yes, they do.
No, they do.
They do in my hood.
You know what? If you're like 80 with a Corvette.
Oh, no.
And you go to coffee and cars on the weekends.
You're wrong. Daisy Dukes are alive in my neighborhood.
I'm thinking the long jean shorts that you roll up with the cuffs.
Folded up. Yeah.
Well,
because that's a man that drives a Corvette.
All right, you guys in your highfalutin wardrobe show up at the golf course, look pathetic.
You want him to wear jean shorts and slides?
That's bad.
I'm saying you could get by with that.
You'd fit in way more at a public golf course with what PJ's telling you to wear.
Not at family
Thank
fun.
You,
Spadil. Not
yeah,
family Spadil, fun.
You've got common sense.
I've played at family fun a bunch of times. I've played there a bunch of times.
I want to see Jamie's take on it tomorrow.
Wait, now you're a golfer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that? Yeah, I love going to South Suburban. I go with my buddy Kellen.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Spadil, look, you had my side there. You do not have a buddy named Kellen.
No. Yeah, I do. Me and my buddy Kellen, we go hit up Family Sports Center, and then they got the driving range over there, too.
Did you hear him say, I go all the time?
Yeah. They got 2-for-1 buckets if you hit up their website, that's southsuburbanparksandrec.com. Yeah.
Did you just look that up?
Dude.
It's fine.
All right, never mind.
Let it go.
Jamie.
Yeah, well, listen, my kid already called the shot. He's like, I don't want shoes. I'm going to wear my tennis shoes.
He's a smart
kid. And he's
kid.
Like, I have clothes to wear, Mom. Please don't put me. And I was like, how about a glove?
Yeah.
I don't need a glove.
No. Leave the designer shoes.
But remember what Coach Prime over here said.
If you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you're going to play good.
There you go.
You go a lot, mentality. Do you, Spadil?
All the time, man.
You and what was his name? Calvin?
Kellen.
Yeah. Not Kevin.
No, Kellen. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.